Unit 5. 1. Talking about feelings.
You look radiant tonight.
It was a terrible experience.
I am on top of the world.
The dinner was wonderful.
The Christmas tree is gorgeous.
What a boring movie it is.
How can he give us such a tedious lecture?
How fragrant the flowers are.
The party is making too much noise.
You look elegant in that dress.
The coat doesn't suit you.
His flattery makes me sick.
We had a good time.
We enjoyed ourselves very much.
I am bored to death.
2. Looking for a house.
This house is for rent.
It's really a bargain.
I want to rent a furnished house.
That house is for sale. It has central heating.
What kind of furniture do you like?
This is a rather old house. It needs painting.
I want an apartment with 2 bedrooms and a kitchen.
The houses downtown are very expensive.
How much is the rent for a month?
I feel at home living here. The landlady is very kind to me.
We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set.
There's no gas range in the kitchen, but you can use the electric stove.
There is a shower in the bathroom.
I have a dog, but it's very quiet.
The room has a big closet. You can put your baggage in it.
3. Talking about dressing.
What will you wear for the party?
I'll wear my blue dress.
Don't you think it's too formal?
Why? What will you wear?
Just my shirt and jeans.
You should have your suit cleaned and ironed.
You'd better put on your jacket. It's cold outside.
The blouse no longer fits me.
My son has outgrown these trousers.
The shoes are worn out.
I don't like wearing the uniform.
Do you want to change before the banquet?
Your shoelace is loose.
You forgot to fasten the collar buttons.
Take off your hat. It doesn't fit.
4. Expressing different opinions.
He is a very creative student.
What you have said about this is very interesting.
I cannot agree with you on this point.
You've got the point.
That's the point.
The whole class is in a heated discussion.
Let's just run through the arguments for and against.
Please, sum up what you said just now.
Has anybody else anything to say on this?
Does anybody share David's opinion?
Is there any evidence to support what you have said?
Well, it depends.
I don't think it's necessary for us to discuss this question any further.
There are always two sides to everything.
Finally, we came to an agreement.
5. About things in the future.
I want to be a journalist after graduation.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, we'll have a picnic.
As soon as he comes, we'll let him know.
You can stay as long as you pay the rent on time.
When she leaves, he'll cry for a day.
She will go into business when she likes to.
I'll leave for London if I finish my work today.
I'll work for 5 years and then go back to school.
He will become a writer if he goes on doing well in writing.
I hope he will meet me at the airport.
I'm thinking of quitting the job.
I plan to learn photography.
What do you say we have a party this weekend?
She will certainly remain single.
He will probably follow in his father's footsteps.